Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
11 minutes to 3 o'clock, and at the end of last year, Cape Town-born singer-songwriter Alice Phoebe Lou released her fourth studio album called Child's Play. Now, Alice grew up in the Komiki area in her documentary filmmaker parents and home and began taking piano and guitar lessons at a very, very young age. A summer holiday at her aunt's house in Paris. And then she was 17, saw her taking up sort of fire dancing, and she returned to Europe for a gap year after finishing school in 2012. Alice, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Hello, Zane. Thank you so much for having me.
What made you decide to sort of, you know, go into music and start off in this music sort of musical career?
I really was much more interested in dance when I was growing up, and I loved music, but I never really thought it would be my career and something that I would get into in this way. But once I started traveling and started writing my own songs and getting a nice response from people when I played them on the street, I realized that it was something that I loved doing, and performing and bringing kind of joy to people in their daily lives just made me feel good. So I decided to try and pursue it, and spent a few years in Berlin busking, and eventually things got better and better, got a band together, made some albums, and it's kind of just rolled from there.
I want to talk to you about busking first of all, because, you know, the city of Cape Town is not very busking friendly. And it sometimes busking is a platform for you to start off and a platform to for you to gain confidence, isn't it?
Absolutely. A lot of young women have told me that they were inspired by seeing that I started by playing on the street and have tried it themselves, because it's especially daunting when you're a young woman putting yourself out there in public spaces where you could, you know, receive harassment or have people, you know, confront you. But it is an amazing way to start performing and start getting used to the idea of playing in front of people. It's pretty tough, but it really, you grow a thick skin, and then once you've played on the street, you can do anything. You can play in front of anyone.
Chatting this afternoon to Alice Phoebe Lou. You know, after you, when you decided to busk and do all of those things, you know, in addition to the studio albums, you also released three EP songs, and the one entitled She from the film Bombshell, you know, that became an Academy Award winning 2017 for Best Original Song. What was that feeling like?
It was amazing to be nominated and to have that possibility, and also the whole process of going over to New York and being at the premiere of the film. And it was a film that was produced by Susan Sarandon and directed by another amazing woman. So it was a lot of woman power, and just a feeling of, wow, there's so many other places that my music can go, and I can also get into writing music for film, and the possibilities just started to seem kind of endless.
Tell us about the new album that you're about to release, Alice.
Yeah, so last year I released an album in March, and that was kind of a lot of energy put behind it, and a lot of time in the studio, and it was really a big deal for me. And then we decided to make another album and just release it by surprise last month, which was really exciting and really nice to just surprise people with an album. So I ended up releasing two albums last year, and now I'm working on another one. And in that sense, it really shows how I've been very lucky through the pandemic to be inspired and have things to write about and have time to myself, time in my studio. So I've been very fortunate that I've been able to keep up the workflow and make a lot of music, so that once things start opening up again, I can get on the road and go and play these songs for people.
You're heading off onto a world tour soon, you know, that I see gets underway out in France, but it'll also take you to the Americas and elsewhere out in Europe. Are you looking forward to performing in front of live audiences again?
Absolutely. We were able to very luckily hit a few European cities in between waves towards the end of last year and start enjoying those live concerts again. And a lot of people were coming to the shows after 2.5 years of not seeing any live music, and you really get a sense of how much people appreciate that and how much people need that in their life, how important it is to keep culture going and find ways to make it work. And this upcoming tour is very exciting for me because it's the first time that I've been selling out shows in LA. We've just had to add a new show there, upgrade the show in Seattle. So things are really starting to happen in the States for me, which is never, it hasn't always been the case and is a very hard place to kind of do well in. And very luckily, we end the tour in Mexico City and I have a month break. So I'm going to be able to really enjoy the places that I'm going to play music in and not just play there, but also enjoy the cities.
The problem with being a musician and being an artist is that a month's break is too much because after 2 days, you find yourself very, very sort of, you know, bored and you'll start make music again. But enjoy,
exactly.
But enjoy the break if you're going to have it.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce your single entitled Underwool?
Yes. So this song is one of my favorite songs on the latest record. It's a song about having a different way of communicating with someone that you love that goes beyond words. I think people can relate to that. And it's got a little bit of a kind of rock and roll feeling to it. And it, I really mean what I'm saying. So hopefully that comes across.
Alice Fibilug, and yes, the new song entitled Underworld off her latest album. Everything of the best to you, and yeah, I hope the America's tours and performing in front of live audiences just brings back a lot of the memories, because there's a different kind of adrenaline that you feed off when you are in front of a live audience. And that, of course, is Alice Fibilug coming from her brand new album, a song entitled Underworld. And that's off her latest album. She'll be touring out in France and also the Americas and somewhere out in Europe.